Hello, this is Mick Luro.
And I'm Dave Ebersole.
And together we are Light Booth Blackout.
In the next few moments, you're going to hear some ads.
There may also be an ad break in the middle of this episode.
If you'd like to listen to Dash without any ads or ad breaks,
and who could really blame you?
You can get every episode of Dash ad-free on our Patreon, patreon.com/lightboothblackout.
As a Patreon member, you'll be the very first to hear every episode of Dash as it's released.
You'll also have access to bonus content and special features.
You can support us at patreon.com/lightboothblackout, all one word. You can also find the link in the show notes.
Thank you for your support, and please enjoy Dash.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A brief content warning before we begin. The Case of the Invisible Man contains sound effects such as gunshots, sirens, and doors slamming. See the show notes for a full list of content warnings. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Calling all cars! Turnstile, suspect has been apprehended. Suspect is comatose and being admitted to county. All units, report to station.
The Turnstile Motel has seen its fair share of shady goings-on in its time, but tonight could take the cake. As the dawn approaches, Marnie from the front desk turns in her resignation.
And to conclude, it has been an honor to serve as your patron services concierge after the incident tonight and the very threat upon my liberty and life, comma, I will hereby be resigning immediately. That should do. Now I'll just grab my purse. We have no vacancies at the moment. We are closed for repairs.
No room in the inn?
You! Get back. I'll call the police. They just left, so they aren't too far.
No need to do that, dear.
They nabbed your flunky.
Oh, Mark? He doesn't have long for this world. I made sure of that.
Get back. I mean it. I will use this, so help me.
You can put down the stapler. I don't intend to hurt you.
Stay back!
There's been too much to clean up this evening already. To be frank, I don't feel like disposing of another body. So I have a deal to offer you.
What kind of deal?
You will leave town today. And to assist you with the journey, I've already purchased a bus ticket for you back to Monterey.
Monterey? Why, that's where
Your mother lives. I'm sure she'll be so happy to see you.
How did you know?
Doesn't matter how I know. Just that, I know. And if you so much as put a foot back in Los Angeles, or say another word to the police about anything that has gone on tonight, I'll take a trip to Monterey myself. Do we understand each other?
Yes. Yes.
Good. And with that, I'll leave you. Pray you never see me again.
I was getting sick of this town anyway.
Oh, one more thing. Room 9.
What about it?
This evening, and many other evenings, it's been reserved by someone named Hayes. I want to know everything you know about this Hayes.
You are listening to Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, Chapter 5, The Resolution.
Yeah, sweetheart. It's me. You fell asleep on the chair.
Yeah. I listen to the radio at night, waiting for you to come home. What time is it?
It's early. Too early. Let's get you off to bed.
You coming too?
In a few. I just gotta wash up first.
Why don't I make us some breakfast?
I have to be back on the beat in 6 hours. Let's just get some rest. I'll meet you in the bedroom.
Well, hurry. I missed you.
Okay.
I love you, Sal.
I'll be right in. Croesus.
By the time I get back into the city, Los Angeles has begun to wake up and start the day. I'm ready to stay in bed until it's over. I find the first phone booth and check in on Cindy. Her boyfriend, Andy Clementine, tells me she's home and fast asleep. That sounds like a plan. I can only quiet all the questions I now have racing through my mind. My apartment building is a sight for sore eyes. I climb the 4 flights of stairs, wanting a drink, and just be done with this day. But the day is not done with me. Outside my apartment door, I find a surprise waiting for me. Curled up in a ball and fast asleep is the man I've come to call Hayes. He looks like a vagrant, not the son-in-law of a well-to-do business tycoon. I rouse him a little with my foot to wake him up. Well, would you take a look at what showed up at my front door?
Dash?
Thought I canceled the morning paper. Too much bad news.
I've been out here all night.
Yeah, from the looks of it. How do you know where to find me?
Are you just getting home now?
You've never been to my home, Hayes. How'd you know where to camp out?
Maybe. Maybe I'm not such a bad detective myself.
Ah, that a fact. Well, Detective Hayes, first rule of being a PI, never let 'em catch you sleeping on the job. You might never wake up.
I couldn't just go home.
Second rule. Know when you're in over your head and cut your losses when you can.
We need to talk.
And last, and most important, at all costs, keep everyone out of harm's way.
I'm not leaving till we have this out.
You gonna stand out there in the hallway or come in?
Oh.
Close the door, would you? And put the chain on top.
Look, Dash.
I'm sorry for the mess. I wasn't expecting company. You want a drink? I need one. I don't have a lot here, just some rye. And before you ask, I'm out of ice.
I'm fine. Listen.
I didn't want you in that motel room last night. Not when I got back.
You made that clear.
Because it was dangerous. Because what happened after you left could have gotten you hurt, or worse. I won't let that happen. Not to anyone. Not again. Not on account of me.
What happened after I left?
Let's just say our room at the turnstile will be under repairs for a while.
Repairs? What kind of repairs?
Why? Your father-in-law gonna pay for the door that was torn off the hinges? For the bullet holes in the wall? Ooh, for the shattered glass everywhere!
Oh, God.
If you're gonna stay mixed up with me, you gotta listen. And believe me when I tell you it is not safe. Do you get it?
I know who you are, Dash.
Great. That makes one of us. Now, I'm through talking. It's been a long night. I'm gonna grab a shower. The bedroom's through there.
The bedroom?
Yeah. When I get out of the shower, be there waiting for me.
Okay.
And Hayes,
Yeah.
Don't be wearing much either.
As Dash Malone and a man named Hayes turn in for the morning, across town in an undisclosed location, a woman waits patiently. A woman we've come to know as Zita Makara.
I know you're there, Mr. Griffin. You might as well show yourself.
Miss Makara?
There's no need to hide from me.
Just getting the lay of the land, since our business is about to come to a close.
Do you not trust me to keep my end of our arrangement?
I don't know what to trust.
It seems you have no need to play your instrument to make yourself visible. Am I correct?
You are. Whatever this is, this invisibility, I can now turn it on and off like a light switch. It all happened like you said.
I hear suspicion in your voice.
People could have died. You know that, right?
We knew there was a risk. However, no one other than Dashiell Malone was to be involved.
That's not fair.
Is it not? Our intention was for him to meet you in a secluded yet open area.
La Brea?
Open enough that our enemy would be able to track you down.
I still don't know how they were able to do that.
That night, the detective would arrive, he would be attacked, the attacker would end his life, and then...
Then?
The power of the Ouroboros has been known to do strange things. When one appears in this world, on this plane, you never know what his limits or capabilities are. Now, thanks to you, we know a lot more than we did.
You certainly do.
You were not supposed to interfere at the tar pits. You needed to allow that odious creature to execute its deadly mission.
My uncle was beaten to death for being the wrong color in the wrong town after sundown. I was just a kid when I watched it happen. So forgive me for not standing by as that monster ripped Dash Malone to shreds.
It's not me you should be asking forgiveness of. You did not adhere to our plan. Therefore, you are the one who put other people's lives in danger, and not I.
That's nice. Real nice.
I'm here to conclude our business, Mr. Griffin. You are insisting we rehash the events that you have benefited the most from. I cannot help you with your guilt.
Who's asking you to? I'm just saying. Just saying. What if you were wrong about this Ouroboros stuff, huh? Dash would have died.
But he did not. And the power of the Ouroboros brought Dashiell Malone back. And because you were a part of that rejuvenation, it not only healed what was inside you, it gave you control of an ability that very few have.
You know, after the accident, I didn't know what to do. I'd probably still be lost and confused if you hadn't found me. But you did find me. And you told me about all this stuff, this mystical junk. Powers, plans, gods... The Ouroboros. I wouldn't have believed you in a million years, but I had turned invisible. And how the hell could that happen?
It is a dangerous world full of deadly people, Mr. Griffin.
Tell me something I don't know. I got the scars to prove it.
Then it's a good thing you can make them disappear whenever you want.
Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not there.
That is true.
Whatever. It's over. And I'm here to conclude our arrangement, as you said.
You will find what we agreed upon in the valise on the table.
Oh. That's a lot of money.
I keep my promises, Mr. Griffin. Take comfort in that.
That's not as comforting as you think it is, Miss Makara.
One question. You did not mention my name to Mr. Malone.
I did not. He doesn't know. I also keep up my end of a deal.
And now that deal is over. Our business is concluded. And what was once your curse turns out to be a great gift. I think, like the detective, Mr. Griffin, you must have a purpose greater than we foresaw.
We'll wait and see about that.
Yes. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We will continue with this week's episode of Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, after this commercial break.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
And now, we return you to Dash, the case of the invisible man.
Copper! Hey, Copper!
Hey, guy. Good to see you.
Here's your dollar back. Thanks.
Did you call that number I told you to last night?
Yeah. Thanks for that, too. Met a guy there, looking for work in his garage. I'm a mechanic, as you know.
I didn't.
Staying in a spare room, so I can get back on my feet.
Beat sleeping in the park.
Know anyone who needs their car fixed?
Not offhand.
Well, if you need one, you can find me at Marty's Auto over near Los Feliz.
I'll certainly keep that in mind.
But you'll have to pay. We don't do no charity. Watch where you're going, mister!
Excuse me. Hey, pal.
Hey.
I just wanted to say thanks for last night.
Yeah. Don't mention it.
How'd it shake out at the turnstile?
I thought we'd be there all night interviewing people. Cindy was all set with a story, but there was more going on there than we realized. The receptionist gal who works there...
Oh, Marnie from the front desk.
Uh-huh. Turns out there was a guy giving her trouble.
How's that? I'd spoken to her earlier.
I don't know, but she was pretty shook up. The perp hightailed it and took some shots at a few officers.
All last night?
Oh, that ain't all. The guy got hit by some dame who wasn't paying much attention to the road. It doesn't look like he's going to pull out of that.
Then how does that shake everything up?
They're thinking it's the guy they got in custody that did all the damage. No one else was talking last night, so that's the best they got. With all the commotion, they didn't really care what Cindy had to say.
I feel like a heel for the way I had to treat her. I haven't heard from her since.
She probably just needs some time to cool down. It is Cindy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, are you okay?
I'm not sure what that is anymore.
I thought we lost you there for a minute, buddy.
I think I'm kind of lost here, pal.
I wish I had any good answers for you.
I guess I just wanted you to know. You don't have to worry about cleaning up my messes. Not anymore.
Hey, look.
It's okay. I heard you loud and clear, and you ain't wrong. I wanted to say thanks.
You don't have to say that.
Yeah, I do. We go out?
We go out together.
I'll let you get back to it, officer. I gotta go see about getting my car fixed.
You know, buddy, you might have just bumped into someone who can help.
I spend the following day at some place called Marty's Auto Body Shop, getting my poor car serviced. They do what they can, or what I can afford. I was told they don't take charity. When I get back to the office, it's empty. Cindy hasn't been here in days. I notice, though, there's an envelope on my desk. Inside is $120, and a note. It reads,
Dash Malone, thank you again for your services, for the use of your clean shirt. I apologize about the bullet holes in your car. I hope this money can cover your costs. I know I couldn't tell you everything up front, but I will say I've told you a lot more than most. That tune I've been playing all night, the one that allowed me to be visible to you, Unseen, I had called it. I wrote it for that bass player I mentioned in my story of when I first started playing clubs on the South Side. He never saw me, at least not in the way I was seeing him. And I've been playing that tune ever since. I guess it was my way of mourning his rejection, holding on to that longing. But I realize I spent too much time with people not seeing me, not wanting to see me. Now, thanks to you, the world will only see me when I want it to. I still owe you one. I'm not going to forget that. Till we see each other again. Love and respect. Griff.
People want to be seen. They want to be acknowledged. They want to feel some kind of validation to know they're still alive. Remember, they're still kicking. Some of us do everything we can to get noticed. Some of us don't have a choice but to. Some of us won't ever be able to. The world won't give us that chance. And try to keep this in mind as I close the file on the case of the Invisible Man.
Doctor?
Miss Butterback?
It's Scorpion.
Yes, it seems our Invisible Man has escaped somehow. Our scanners have not been able to pick up the chemical signal he was emitting.
In other words, you failed again.
Woman, beware. Your failures and waste of resources have become increasingly disappointing. And I do fear for your place in the new world order.
My failures? I wanted to execute on sight, and you stopped in favor of one of your soldiers. Talk about a waste of resources indeed. Project Z should have been initiated when we raised Impetu. It wasn't operational then, and it's clearly not operational now.
Operational? Let me give you a demonstration of how operational it is.
What are you doing with those soldiers of yours? What are they doing in here? No. You wouldn't. Get back! Get back!
Hold her. And be careful. Scorpions do sting.
Tell these things to unhand me!
I could command them to rip you in two, and they would do so instantly. You have become increasingly willful, and that cannot abide. Soldiers, pull. Halt! Project Z is very operational and completely under my control. Do you understand me? Do you?
Yes.
If you put me in this position again, I won't be so magnanimous. Really, sir. Leave us. Now, Miss Butterback, I need you to focus your efforts on the mole. I need to increase our numbers, and fast.
Yes, Dr. Terra Meridian.
Excellent. I expect a report in several days. Am I clear?
Very clear. Everything has become very clear.
Whenever I close a case, I like to invite Cindy up to the roof of our office building for a drink and celebrate another one in the books. But Cindy isn't here. I know when someone's given me the runaround. I'm used to it. From a lot of people. In fact, from everyone. Except Cindy. I give her a ring, and her boyfriend, Andy Clementine, answers.
Hello, hello?
Hey, Andy. It's Dash.
Oh, yeah. Boy, oh boy. Cindy's under the weather right now.
Sure. Just tell her I'm closing the case tonight.
Roger, Dodger. Okay, bye-bye.
Looks like I'm closing this case by myself. I grab ice, make a pitcher of gin martinis, and head to the roof. I pour myself a drink, and I look out at the city and wonder. What must it be like to be truly invisible in a place like L.A.? A place where everybody wants to be seen. A place where everyone wants that spotlight. A place where no one wants to see what's really there. What's really there?
You know...
Hello?
You really shouldn't drink alone, Mr. Malone.
Who's there?
Professor Abednego Shue.
Yeah.
At your service.
I don't recall asking for any service.
You've been on quite an adventure recently.
Is this what life is anymore? People just appearing and disappearing?
Isn't that what life has always been?
Are you going to talk in riddles, or are you going to give it to me straight?
Oh, Mr. Malone. You've never taken anything straight before, have you?
This whole thing was a setup. With Griff?
Oh, no. Mr. Griffin's unfortunate accident and condition could never have been foreseen. However, it was an excellent test.
Test? Of what?
You. What you're capable of, now that you've been marked. Marked with the Ouroboros.
Yeah, it's a mark on my arm. Looks like a drunken sailor's tattoo.
Have you noticed it's changed?
What?
You haven't noticed. Look at your arm, Mr. Malone. Roll up your sleeve.
Huh.
It's changed. Can you see?
It's smaller.
There used to be 6 snakes encircling each other. There are now only 5.
What does that mean?
I do apologize about that. As I said, it was a test.
Of what?
To see if you would come back from the beyond.
The beyond? Wait, is that what that was in the motel? Where I saw Plink?
Mr. Plinkett seems to have found a portal.
Found a... What? How could Plink find anything? Are you saying that he's...
He's quite dead, Mr. Malone. You need to be cautious.
Why?
You've already lost one life, and you only have so many.
I've been hearing him. I thought it was a memory at first, but now I don't think so. He's trying to tell me something.
I believe many people have been trying to tell you many things.
What does that mean?
It means listen to those who love you most. That is where your true answers are.
True answers? What do you mean? What do you mean?
You'll find out soon enough. Soon enough.
And then he's gone. Vanished into thin air. I'm getting real sick of people disappearing on me. And then I hear the door to the roof open. I turn around and...
Are you talking to yourself already? How many drinks have you had?
My wisecracking secretary, Cindy Crenshaw.
And what is it you're drinking? I think I need one.
I thought you weren't feeling well.
I got better.
Here, gin martini.
Better than a poke in the eye. So, case is closed, huh?
Yeah, case is closed.
Did you find Griff?
I did.
And is he still...
Invisible? Visible, whatever he wants now.
What's that like, I wonder?
I don't think I'd know.
Me either.
You still work here? I was thinking you...
I still work here. Somebody's got to keep the place running.
In that case, Griff paid us.
He did?
Yeah.
A paying case. Well, how about that? Maybe things aren't as bad as they seem.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, that's...
It's gone.
For now, anyway.
For now.
You have been listening to the final chapter of Dash, Case of the Invisible Man, starring Jared Calhoun, Sarah Luciano, Jay Mazzola, Walter McCready, Thomas Robert Irvin, Kathy Mostek, Shauna Massad, Lee Jacobs, Christopher Tolomeo, James Minell, Joel Gerlach, and Carlos Giga. Written and directed by Dave Ebersol. Sound design by Mick Lauro. Music by Christopher Tolomeo and Mick Lauro. Cover art by Vinnie Rico. Executive producer Mick Lauro. Dash created by Dave Ebersol and Delia Gable. Dash the podcast is a Light Booth Blackout production. Thank you for listening. I'm John Barker. Until next time. Keep your eyes peeled. Once you know what to watch for, you always know there's more to the story.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.